here's a story from The World.
There is news from Canada that the far-right group, the Proud Boys, has announced that it is dissolving. Earlier this year, the Canadian government designated the group a terrorist organization. As The World's Rupa Shenoy reports, the Proud Boys insist they were never the danger Ottawa says they were.
There are no official estimates of exactly how big the Proud Boys are. The organization started 5 years ago as a group railing against political correctness. Since then, it's taken on white nationalist themes, participating in the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville and burning a Black Lives Matter sign in front of a black church in Washington, D.C. But many people first learned about the group last year when former President Trump was asked in a debate if he would denounce them and instead said,
"Stand back and stand by."
Since the January 6th invasion of the U.S. Capitol in support of Trump, the Proud Boys have been in an uncomfortable spotlight. Several members were arrested in connection with the attack. In February, the Canadian government became the first country to designate the Proud Boys a terrorist group. Public Safety Minister Bill Blair said the country's intelligence agencies had been monitoring the group since 2018.
And there is a great deal of evidence to support that there has been a serious and concerning escalation of violent, not just rhetoric, but activity and planning, and that's why we have responded as we have today.
The designation allowed banks to freeze assets. It blocked Proud Boys members from entering Canada, and that appears to have had an impact. Yesterday, in a statement posted on the app Telegram, Proud Boys Canada said it was never a terrorist or white supremacy group, and announced it was disbanding.
For some of them, being listed on the same group that lists Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State was probably a wake-up call for them and not something that they wanted to be affiliated with.
But Jessica Davis says that doesn't mean the threat from the Proud Boys has gone away. She's president of Insight Intelligence and a former senior strategic analyst with the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service.
They're still around. They still have those extremist ideas. What they end up doing next is the question.
Some members may become more radicalized, she says. They might form new groups or join other existing groups. Davis says there's also the possibility that since operating in Canada became more difficult, the Proud Boys have shifted more of their activity to the U.S.
So I think, you know, when one country moves to designate a group, I think it's important for other countries, other like-minded countries, to move at the same time to do that in order to get the best effect.
The problem for the U.S., though, is that it has no list of domestic terror organizations. Under U.S. law, domestic terrorism isn't a federal crime. One big reason why is the fear that U.S. law enforcement will abuse its authority and inhibit free speech. But last week, President Biden seemed to signal a new focus on domestic terrorism in his first speech to Congress.
And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism.
Following that declaration, Congress held hearings with counterterrorism officials to discuss racially motivated violent extremism. Homeland Security officials said that to truly combat the rise of white nationalist groups like the Proud Boys, the U.S. has to work with its international partners and local agencies to identify threats that start at the community level. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.
From PR.